B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Guys are walking around naked.
Well, good Tuesday morning, Philadelphia. Anthony Gargano out sick today with eye pus or whatever was coming out of his eye yesterday.
It was nasty.
It was disgusting. So I, Andrew Salchunas, filling in for Anthony for the full 4 hours today. I got Jamie Lynch to the left of me. He's got 2 hours because he can't work a full double. He can only do 2 hours.
Nah, so daddy daycare, man.
No, I appreciate you sticking around.
I missed on Saturday. I was sick with the fever, so I feel like I owed you.
Not many people thank people for sticking around extra, so I just wanted to give you a nice thank
Happy
you
to be
for,
here
for sticking
you,
around
Andrew.
For a couple extra hours.
I did feel bad last Saturday, you know? I had the fever, I texted you.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
I bailed, man. No.
Well, everybody's getting sick. It's going around.
Sale.
It's everybody's sick right now. Pat Egan, he's producing the show today, so Pat, thank you for coming in as well. It's going to be fun today because there was a couple of people that said this yesterday. I know you guys talked about this in the morning yesterday, and I brought it up with Anthony. This Astros scandal is just going to a whole nother level. And
it's actually great for the sport.
Well, that's where I'm getting at, if you can let me speak, please.
Sorry, Andrew.
Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
This is my show,
yours.
You know? This is the Anthony Gargano Show, produced by me. I think it's actually to the point where it is helping baseball. Now, I don't think Rob Manfred is a diabolical genius, right? I don't think he's this smart man that he goes, oh man, you know what? I'm gonna defend the Houston Astros organization a little bit. I'm not gonna give these harsh penalties because I know it's gonna be good for the sport because it's gonna make me look like an evil leader, an evil dictator, and there's gonna be a villain in the sport again. No, I think he's just an idiot.
Yeah.
And gave the wrong punishments.
He's the total opposite of what you just portrayed.
Yes. He's saying everything wrong, saying that it's just a piece of metal, the trophy that you play way too many games in the regular season for. And I'm a baseball guy. 162 games.
Oh, yeah. It's my
way
first
too long of a season.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to play 162 games, and then you have to go through these long playoffs just to win what he calls a piece of metal.
That was ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, he did many ridiculous things. Calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal should be a direct insult to every Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, every baseball player, every baseball fan.
These guys work their entire lives to win that piece of metal.
To get that piece of metal.
You know the people in life that just kind of fail upwards? I feel like Rob Manfred is failing upwards into something that's going to help the game.
Well, that's the thing. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. Obviously, we want to talk about the Houston Astros scandal and whether or not it's good for baseball. But I also want to get into how good it is to have villains in sports.
Great.
Because the Houston Astros are now the villains in Major League Baseball because it got to the point. It's one thing when some former players tweeted out about it and they were upset. Some former players that got affected by the 2017 World Series that aren't in the game of baseball anymore. It's another thing when you have Justin Turner, third baseman of the LA Dodgers, who lost in that World Series but is also a league MVP. It's one thing for him to speak out of it. Cody Bellinger, one of the best baseball players in the league right now, spoke out about it. And the best player in baseball, the face of baseball.
That's when I went.
Mike Trout.
Ooh.
He spoke out about it.
You done it, Manfred.
He's said he lost respect for the Astros players, and he even said that I'm friends with those players, and that some of those players even reached out to him after the news broke. And I guess it's what? Do they want some sort of like, hey, Michael, you're the best player in the league. I just
have
want,
our
like,
back, man.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I'll owe you one if you have my back in this situation. And right for Mike Trout to not have their back, right for him to not call out the names of who reached out to him, but it got to the point where the best player in baseball spoke out about it and said some pretty damning things about the players of the Houston Astros and also the commissioner because he's not happy with the punishment. But that just makes the Houston Astros even bigger villains to the point where there were lines yesterday being set for how many times the Astros could be hit by a pitch this season.
It seems like a trap line to me.
Yeah, it's probably going to be less.
Yeah.
Because they're going to... Here's where Rob Manfred's going to have even more harsh, dumb mistakes.
This is far from over. Manfred's job is not done
No,
yet.
He's going to make punishments for teams that throw at the Houston Astros.
Which is a very slippery slope. Because then at that point, what if you're a pitcher and Altuve's crowding the plate and you want to throw inside and you do accidentally
you clunk his shoulder.
Yeah, you hit his forearm.
Is he going to get ejected?
So you get suspended for trying to get control of your plate? No. Because then if I'm the pitcher and you suspend me and you take money out of my pocket, I'm going to my union president and going, yo, what the hell is this? I wasn't even trying to hit him. Then it becomes a union versus commissioner issue. It's a very slippery
slope.
And
then before you know it, there could be another strike where, you know, they're... players are skipping out games, teams are skipping out games, and all of a sudden, that's what people always go back to. One of the big things that hurt baseball was that strike in the 90s, right? And there was no World Series, right?
Yeah.
People were all upset
about that. I stopped watching baseball the steroid era is what brought me back in, but I was repulsed at the strike in the mid-90s.
So, regardless, we're all on the same page. What the Houston Astros did was wrong. What the Houston Astros did is bad for the game of baseball, because now you can't really trust every single team, because I'm sure they're not the only team. They're just the team that got caught. The Red Sox, there's whispers that they were a part of it. J.D. Martinez spoke out yesterday saying, we need to stop bashing the Houston Astros. Why? Because you were one of the Red Sox players that I'm sure benefited from sign stealing.
And then the hypocrisy of the entire league, Alex Cora then tips off Davey Martinez prior to last year's World Series saying, hey, look out for what Houston does. They do this. You might want to cover up your signs.
And so do you, Alex Cora, and the Boston
Red
Sox.
Dude, you helped develop the system in Houston. What is going on here?
So what I want to talk about today is whether or not, in the grand scheme of things, is this whole Astros scandal going to be good for baseball? Is it going to be good for you as your interest level? Because
I will watch Astros games this year.
I'm sure you will. And I'm sure that other people will.
Probably would have in previous years, unless it was a monumental game or a Phillies game or whatever. Right. I will be tuning in to Astros games this year.
So as a baseball guy that you are, that Pat is, that I am, are we all on the same page where baseball was sort of on a bit of a downslope, right? Baseball was dying, for lack of a better term. I do a baseball show on this station, and I still think baseball is losing interest in the masses.
Yeah. I mean, it takes, what, on average, 3.5 hours?
Yeah.
3 hours, 40 minutes. An NBA game you can get in like 2 hours.
And it's constant action. It's constant movement. It's not
hockey's similar.
Same thing. Yeah, they're moving around constantly. It's not the pitcher getting off the rubber and kicking the dirt a little bit. The little intricacies of the game that most people don't really give a damn about. Mm-hmm. They go, okay, can you just hurry up and throw the damn pitch?
Garcia Parra, batting gloves.
Can you get back into the batter's box? But with all that being said, people love drama. We eat drama up, whether it's reality TV shows like that stupid Kardashian thing, or if it's sports. People love drama. People love the drama of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Are they going to be able to play with one another? Oh, what if the Sixers fire their coach? Who's the next coach? Is he going to be able to figure it out with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid? We love drama right here in Philadelphia. The average sports fan loves drama, no matter what town you're from, no matter what city, no matter what state you're from. So I think this Houston Astros scandal, as bad as it may be for baseball when you first look at it, may actually be a good thing for the sport moving on. Because like you said, Jamie, you're going to watch Astros games.
Oh,
you're going to try to find the first nationally televised Houston Astros game.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's ESPN, whether it's the MLB Network, you're going to find a way, or whether it's streaming from their local network.
Oh, yeah.
You want to see what the first reaction is from the opposing pitcher. You want to see the first reaction when they're on the road, how the road teams handle it. Heck, you want to see how the Houston Astros fans handle it, because they are all in support of their team for cheating and winning the World Series in 2017. You see anything that's Houston Astros related on Twitter and you click on the responses, it's all Houston Astros fans supporting them. Saying, you got this, you'll work through this, we still believe in you, you guys are still good baseball players, you don't need sign stealing, which may be true.
Let me ask you a question. If that were the Phillies, would you defend them?
No. No. Because I think the technology part of it was way too far.
Yeah, buzzers is outrageous.
Now, it's easy for me to say no because it wasn't
the World Series title. If the Phillies won the 2017 World Series,
I would feel dirty about it, but I'd say, it's the one.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I would feel dirty about
it. There's hypocrisy all around, from fans to the league to players. It's just... It's a wild, wild scandal that I don't think has ever been seen at this level in any sport ever.
No, it's not even close, because even the Patriots, who did the tapes, right? That's okay. You're trying to figure out plays. You're getting up to the second information.
Live.
Hey,
information.
Jose Altuve, you were already an all-star in this league. Here comes a fastball right down the middle of the plate.
And that's the other reason I want to watch these guys. Not that they weren't great players before this, because they were, but I want to see the impact that now that they don't have it, if it changes any of their games.
Well, I said yesterday that the worst thing that could happen for baseball is if the Astros still play well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and the worst thing for this argument.
They probably will.
I think they will. But it could also be the best thing, because that just adds to them being the villain of baseball. And let's face it, baseball has not had a villain since really the New York Yankees. The Yankees are always going to be the villain. The Yankees will always be the villain. The Lakers will always be the villain. The Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots, they will always be the villain. Because when you think of sports, when you think of each individual sport, the first team you think of outside of your team is probably one of those. It's it's the team that has had really the most success in that league's organization. It's that team that wins a lot of the championships. The New York Yankees, 27 World Series
Ridiculous.
Titles. So you think of the Yankees. But really, in the last decade, have the Yankees been the same New York Yankees that we're used to, early 2000s, late 90s? No.
Because they haven't been able to get pitching, really.
No. Yeah, exactly. But you also look at just this past decade, it's been like a different World Series team every year. I know the Cardinals and the Giants had their runs, but the Royals won at one point, right? The Astros won at one point. The Washington Nationals just won this past year. There hasn't been an overall villain in Major League Baseball in a while, and I think that's what's best for this sport. So the number to get in today, 610-632-0975. Ultimately, are you actually a little more intrigued for Major League Baseball with this Houston Astros scandal? I know we were all outraged at first, and I'm still angry about it. I still think it's wrong. I still see these BS responses from the players apologizing. Like, you're not really sorry about it. Let's face it.
Yeah, no, they're full of it.
But I love that guys like Mike Trout are speaking out about it. Trevor Bauer speaking out about it and not holding back.
Trevor Bauer said, if any of the Astros players want to talk to me, my agent is booking, scheduling all appointments. Contact her and she'll set up an appointment.
Exactly. Like, they're, like a guy like Bauer is not holding back. And a guy like Bauer, you want to see his first start against the Houston Astros this year because you want to see how he reacts with those players.
There was a guy in spring training yesterday. Did you see this? Banging trash can lids behind the batter's
at
cage?
At the Astros spring training
another
facility.
Guy,
that's
another
awesome.
Guy's yelling at Jose Altuve as he's signing autographs for kids. Cheater! I'm like, these guys' season is going to be hell.
Good. They deserve it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to be great
and
for
I'm
baseball.
I'm very much here for it.
So
I can't wait.
We have a couple of giveaways today. We have Guns N' Roses tickets, and we have Temple tickets as well.
A little GNR.
So I want to have some fun with this Houston Astros thing. And of course, the jumping off topic is whether or not this is actually going to be ultimately good for the sport of baseball. Because a lot of people at first said, oh, this is bad for baseball. I don't know if I can trust baseball anymore. I don't know if I can trust the teams. How do I know if somebody goes on a hot streak, whether or not they're cheating or not? Ultimately, no, it's not bad for baseball, and I think this is going to pique a lot of interest for a lot of people, especially the fringe baseball fan. So that's the real jumping off topic, 610-632-0975. But I also want to have some fun, Jamie and Pat. I want you guys to think of some answers for this as well.
Now you're going to make me think?
Yes. Go back to your favorite villain in sports. It could either be an individual or it can be a team.
I have one that popped into my head immediately.
All right, well, hold it, because I want you to give it on the other side. So that's kind of
not what you would think.
Okay, that's kind of one side topic that I want to get into. And the other thing I want to get into, and we can also give away tickets for this, is what do you love most about sports right now? Because for some reason, it seems like a lot of people love the drama. More so than the talent.
I hate the drama.
I do too.
Do you know what I actually love? And it's right now. The Phillies getting into camp, and you can apply this to any team. The Eagles going into camp, six. The optimism, the hope that something you've never seen before could happen.
When it's 0-0, everybody's got the same
everybody's
record.
Everybody's fresh. Right now,
everybody's batting zero.
You know, I'm probably a little more optimistic than a lot of people out there about the Phillies this year. I think
they have
a legit shot at a wild card. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series. That's going to be Yankees-Dodgers. Pretty much everybody knows that. But right now, it's an even playing field. You could see something that you weren't expecting. Everybody thinks they know what is going to happen. Nobody knows what is going to happen.
Right.
Right now, when they're in camp and I'm thinking about possibilities and can they be good and can't they be good, that's what I love about sports. I love
That's a great answer.
I love having hope for my team.
That's a good answer, Jamie.
Thank
So we're gonna get Pats as well. We also want to get the villains, your biggest villain, whether it's a specific player or if it's a specific team. And, of course, the jumping off topic is the Houston Astros scandal. Whether or not it's actually giving you more interest level for the Major League Baseball season and the Phillies this season. 610-632-0975. He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Cubs right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, welcome back. 1023 Cuz Radio. I'm the Chunas. Anthony out sick today. Jamie Lynch sticking around for the next hour and a half with me. I appreciate you sticking around.
And then Daddy Daycare is in full swing.
Yeah, good for you, man. Having fun with that yet?
Yeah, it's a blast.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not always going to have these moments.
So. Yeah, I know. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Me and Skylar get some QT every day.
Some QT?
Quality time.
Quality time. Oh, okay. Nice.
Come on, Boomer.
I didn't know what that meant. All right, so we have a poll up and running, so I'm just going to...
Of course you didn't know. Did you figure out Amazon yet?
No.
You can't. You haven't started All or Nothing because you don't know if you have an Amazon account?
I think I can figure it out.
I was driving home in the car that day and I was like, dude, what?
Well, he said, did you use Amazon? I said, yeah, I've used it before. He goes, you probably have an account. I'm like, all right. I guess I'll find out. Probably don't know who my login is.
Do you have an internet enabled television?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no. No, I don't. I have internet next to my TV, the box.
He just got a Sega Genesis.
All right. No, it was an N64. Leave me alone.
Ah, jeez.
All right, poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, and Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cans can, with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week and special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcans.com today. The poll is on the Twitter account for the Midday Show at 975middays. And the question, will the Astros cheating scandal ultimately help baseball? Has your interest level spiked for the 2020 MLB season? We got the three options. We got yes, it will. We got no, baseball's boring. And then the third option is no, the scandal made it worse. So the majority of people are lying. 48% are saying no, the scandal made it worse.
Really?
33% saying yes, it will. And 18% saying no, baseball is still bad. The 48% saying no, the scandal made it worse is boring. Or you're wrong. You're lying to yourself, because right now trending on Twitter is Nick Markakis. Nick Markakis spoke for the first time an hour ago.
He's still with the Braves, I assume, right?
Yes, he's still with the Braves. Nick Markakis, 14-year veteran in the
Phillies. Yeah, I wanted the Phillies to have interest in him a couple years ago. But
and so here's one quote. I'm angry. It's wrong. I've played my whole career clean and the right way. I'm hurt by it, and I'm disappointed with the way things have been handled by the MLB. Those guys still get to play. It's BS. And he didn't say BS.
Ah.
Following that, he goes, the Houston Astros, quote, deserve a beating.
Yes!
And that Rob Manfred, quote, should be embarrassed of himself.
I think players are honestly more, yeah, they're pissed at the Astros and what went down. I think they're downright angry at what their commissioner did.
Yeah, saying that it's just a piece of metal. And
he offered them immunity.
Yeah, he didn't punish them at all.
And it's like, say a guy's out there cheating on his wife and he gets caught with one. Do you think he's really going to fess up to all of his sins?
No, of course not.
Do you think the Astros are going to fess up to all their sins?
No, of course not.
So, yeah, they're giving you an inch when there's a whole nother yard out there.
He had the pitcher yesterday get pinched for a second PD. He was on the Astros in 2017.
They're not going to tell you all their cheating ways.
No, not at all.
You can't offer them immunity?
But here's what I'm...
Figure it out. This is why we have investigations.
So Rob Manfred, being the moron and the terrible commissioner that he is, doesn't know just how smart he is right now by doing all this stuff.
No, he's failing upwards.
He's failing upwards by making the Houston Astros the villain in Major League Baseball right now. And here's how I relate this. With right now, Rob Manfred, do you know who he's reminding me of? Vince McMahon. Because
I've never really been a wrestler.
Okay,
guy.
Neither was I.
Okay,
but I know for a fact there used to be wrestlers in the ring grabbing the microphone and calling out Vince McMahon, the guy who ran the World Wrestling Organization, whatever, WWE, not WWO. And then they would fight him sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's all staged. This is real.
Yeah.
They're calling out the guy who is ultimately signing their paychecks, right? He's the guy who is the commissioner of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And he is the villain from the players. The players are rioting.
Yeah, they're pissed at him. And rightfully, you have both MVPs of the league coming out being like, yeah, commissioner didn't do enough.
Good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's making baseball more interesting. And I am... already a big baseball fan.
They needed life. I mean, they needed a shot of life into their professional league, and I really believe this is it.
So that's why I asked the question, also with the Astros scandal, whether or not it's going to help baseball, what do you love about sports the most right now? Now, you gave a great answer. You gave a nice, artistic, elegant answer saying, I love the beginning, the training camp, because it's when everybody's tied for first place, and everybody has a chance.
You got
chance.
Hope.
You
and
got
me,
hope.
You know, like this year, I was like, you know, I think the Flyers are going to be a playoff team. I really do.
Yeah.
And right now, they're
in the hunt.
They're backing it
up. And it's been very fun to watch this year.
Right now, I think the Phillies have a legit shot at making that wild card.
I don't, but that's okay. I'm still happy that you have hope.
But I have that hope. I have that optimism that maybe a Jake Arrieta find something and get you 11-12 wins.
God.
I know it's
You're
probably
end up crying by May. But the best, okay,
they'll
so
be in it until September.
That's a great answer. But what I think a lot of people love most about sports right now is the drama, because social media is now a huge aspect with these players. Kevin Durant just spoke on a podcast a couple weeks ago that he still has burner accounts.
Oh, like, yeah, he's not digital.
Like, he's like, no, I still have burner accounts.
And Rob Manfred's got a burner account, and Howie Roseman's got a burner. They all got
burner accounts.
Yeah.
And it all started with Brian Colangelo and all that stuff with Eric Jr., right?
Like, gotta love Eric Jr.
And his wife, Barbara Bertini, who you know.
Find a new slant.
Yeah.
Find a new slant. They're normal collars.
She got the blame, which is ridiculous.
I wonder where they're hiding right now.
I don't know. So, is the Astros scandal ultimately going to help baseball? But what do you love about sports right now the most? And I think a lot of people would say the drama. Now, Pat, I want to get your thoughts. Again, the number to get in today, 610-632-0975. I know that you also think that this is ultimately going to be good for baseball.
But absolutely.
What do you love about sports right now? And I want to get your sports villain, that your biggest sports villain of all time.
Right now, I love the hate. I love to hate teams. This whole villain thing, it hits me right in the feels, because I love hating teams. I love seeing guys that I don't like struggle. I watch UFC a lot, and a lot of the reason why I watch it is because I don't like some of these guys, and I love seeing them get knocked out. I love seeing the Cowboys lose. Like, teams that I do not like, I like seeing bad things happen to teams
right.
I don't like. I'm not going to
apologize. So the Cowboys, so the teams in baseball that you don't like before this Astros scandal happened, you hated the Mets, hated the Braves, hated the Marlins, hated the Nationals in your division.
Yeah, when Carlos Beltran got fired from the Mets, I love that.
Right. But who did you, was there
Plus,
another team
you
that you hated?
Use hashtag LOL Mets again.
Yes,
exactly. I mean, that's
which
never
is always
going away.
Fun.
But was there really another team that you hated outside of the National League East? Like, was there a villain in baseball? Because there wasn't.
Players-wise, maybe, but team-wise, probably not.
And finally, we have one.
I hated Scott Rolen and the Cardinals when he was there.
Yeah, but that was years ago.
I know.
I'm talking about in the last 5 years, has there really been a villain in baseball?
I've always hated the Yankees.
Yeah, that's what I said at the top of the show. You always hate the Yankees. You always hate the Lakers. You always hate the Cowboys, because those are the teams you think of first outside of your favorite team when you think of those sports. You're always going to hate those teams unless you're a bandwagon jumper or unless you're in that state, right? Or you're in that city.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros being the villain is great for baseball.
It really is. I guarantee you there's a bump in numbers this year in whether it's streaming, MLB Network, any Astros nationally broadcast game is going to get good numbers this year.
Good.
I have no doubt in my mind.
Good.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's a bad thing because, look, they're getting awarded because they're going to get more money out of it.
Yeah, probably.
No, they will. And I'm sure there's going to be more people are going to go to the games when they're on the road. because people want to go there. How many times are you going to hear, oh, that stadium was sold out just to boo the Astros?
Yeah.
It's going
to
happen.
I mean, you have people going to spring training.
Banging on trash cans. That's awesome.
Gritty was banging on trash cans a couple weeks ago.
I know. That was great.
This is crossing into other sports.
It's awesome. It's awesome. All right, let's go to Aaron in West Philly to kick things off. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Andrew and Jamie, I'm going to come a different way talking to y'all.
What do you got?
This thing. All right, because I argue with this guy. Not argue, but we debate about cheating a lot. Because he's still stuck on in New England and the Eagles. And let me ask you a question. Is cheating a reality?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
All the time. This ain't nothing new, probably even in baseball. It's just more technological now.
Yeah, I mean, cheating in baseball goes to the beginning of time.
Yeah, so it's always been cheating. It's always going to be cheating to the end of time, brothers. It's always going to be cheating to the end of time. Right?
Absolutely. I'm not naive
People
enough to think that.
People always going to be cheating to get other. Cheating is only trying to get an advantage over your opponent. It ain't as bad as everybody. Oh, my God, they're ruining the game. I mean,
no, it is pretty bad what they did. The level of cheating that they did with the technology, and I get what you're saying, Aaron. Especially in baseball, you've been stealing signs. You've been putting pine tar too high on your bat. You've been putting pine tar on your hand.
Yeah, sign stealing is an accepted part of the game. This is putting a buzzer and having technology tell you where it's coming. Like, that took it too far. The Phillies, Mick Billmeyer was using binoculars in the bullpen, 8 years ago?
Because it's 2020 now. Everything's more advanced. It's not going to be stealing signs and everything. Everybody tries to get an advantage some kind of way. And now there's more, the way you just said it, there's always been stealing signs. There's always been stealing it, looking in binoculars and all that. We're cool with that. We'll say, you know what, you cheated a little bit. But now you really did a big cheat because you won the World Series.
And
I'm going to ask you a question, though. Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
In baseball. I don't give a damn. Maybe because I'm a black man and I can't really play baseball as best as I tried. But it's still a hard behind sport to play. I don't care if it's a fastball coming down. I know a fastball
coming down. Yeah, but Aaron, they are the best players.
The middle,
they're the best players in the world. So to have that, they can already hit the 98 mile per hour fastball without knowing that it's coming. Now knowing that pitch is coming and they're the best players in the world at doing it, yeah, of course they're going to get an advantage from it. A huge advantage.
So that's kind of like stealing signs to me.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and Aaron, I appreciate the call. I always love hearing from you. He's a great caller to Anthony. It's different this time because, listen, I've played the game of baseball my whole life, never at this huge level, right? I played high school. I played whatever that league is. I forget what it's called. It's not AAU, whatever. Legion Ball, that's what it's called. You steal signs. If you're on second base and you see that the catcher puts down two fingers for the curveball, you tap your helmet, right? That's what we did.
That's an accepted part
of
the game.
So now the batter has the advantage. Okay, curveball's coming. Now, the catcher goes up to the pitcher, says, all right, we're going to go second sign or we're going to go third sign. Now you have to try to decipher that.
Mm-hmm.
The catcher didn't have the advantage of seeing the guy on second base making a weird motion to his helmet or tapping his knee.
Mm-hmm.
They had a guy with a live feed camera in the dugout, then walkie-talking it to somebody to bang a trash can. They didn't have that luxury of seeing somebody trying to steal your sign. The other thing is, when you're stealing signs, it's a guessing game.
Mm.
We all know that one is fastball. We all know that two is curveball.
Yeah, nobody's.
We know that three is changeup. When they have a video camera and you clear as day see one finger down, they go, fastball.
Or bzz.
Yeah, or two is curveball. Like you know what's coming, and that's why this scandal is worse. And I guess you could say credit the Astros for being the first to do it. But the reason why it's gotten so much backlash, and rightfully so, is because it's to a whole different level.
Oh yeah,
it's not trying to figure out a sign from second base or the third base coach trying to see if the catcher's fingers are out a little too far that they can see the sign, they can try to signal to the batter. No, this is a camera, HD, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't have, and I can still see pretty clear on my TV. Imagine clear as day, HD camera, and they just go, all right, if we bang the trash can, it's a fastball, or the buzzing.
It's ridiculous. I was watching John Smoltz on MLB Network 2 weeks ago, and he was just like, yeah, it's ridiculous. he's like, the accepted part, like what you were just talking about, the sign stealing, he's like, that's a part of the game that you have to coach up and improve on. He's like, I used to see that when I was throwing a breaking ball, because of the way I would grip the ball in the glove, I would flare out my pinky finger on breaking balls. He's like, I didn't realize that until several years into my career, but the other teams knew that. So there's always tells and sign stealing that's an accepted part of quote-unquote cheating, but it's not really. This is outrageous what they did.
It's still not necessarily accepted. Like, you could still get thrown at for trying to steal a sign, but...
Sure.
I mean, you got some guy just sitting in the back room watching the live feed of the game.
It's absurd. And the commissioner did not give the rest of the league the pound of flesh that they deserved. And that's why people are outraged. Had you suspended them 50, 75 games, banned them from postseason play, I think taking a trophy away is kind of pointless. Like, USC got their trophy taken away.
Put the asterisk next to it.
Yeah, but everybody still remembers them as a champion.
Yeah, put the asterisk next to it. That's all.
Yeah, but like taking a trophy away. I think if you ban them for 2 years from postseason play, yeah, it screws up the AL West a little bit, and yeah, maybe some advertisers. Tough. Like, you made your bed. You sleep with it.
Oh, yeah. They would lose so many ticket sales because I said this yesterday. What's
You'd hit
the
them
point?
In the pockets more why, than that $5
Why would
million?
I buy season tickets if I know my team can't even make it to the playoffs?
Tough. Maybe you shouldn't have stolen that World Series then.
And then I said yesterday, and then this is when you go, okay, could you actually do this? Do you suspend every player that was involved, at least the position players, not the pitchers? Do you suspend every position player that was involved in 2017 for the full season? But if you do that, there are players that are no longer on the Astros.
Yeah.
So then they would then
get suspended.
They would have to get suspended.
And that's not fair to the new
Like Marwin Gonzalez is now with the Minnesota Twins, and he was one of the first players to speak out and apologize. He's not with the Astros anymore, so I guess he felt a little more easier to speak out about it.
Totally easier.
But he would be a player that would be suspended for the full season because he benefited from
it. Yeah.
And the Twins, can you do that? Because now you're, like you just said, you're hurting the other teams that didn't know. They signed Marwin Gonzalez to this nice contract, and then they lose him for a year because of what happened.
Yeah, the caller yesterday brought up a decent scenario where you kind of stagger their suspensions. Like, everybody gets, say, 60 games as a suspension. But you can stagger it however you see fit.
So the Astros aren't missing Correa, Springer, and Altuve all at once.
Basically, you give them 2 years. You say, these players have to get 60 games. Stagger it how you want so you can still maybe try and keep a competitive product out there.
Because now you're still letting them off the hook a
little bit. I hear you, but you can't.
Because it's like you lost a player to injury for 60
games. You can't suspend their entire team.
Why not? Why not? That's what I said yesterday.
Yeah, why not?
There are guys that are on the Astros now that were not involved in 2017. Or 28, like, I'm sure they signed some free agents, right? You bring up AAA guys and you go, listen, you did this yourself.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't care what they get.
And then you'd have to, you would also have to take away draft pick compensation, because if they do that, they're obviously not going to have a good season, and then they're going to benefit having a top pick. You're going to have to take away a couple of rounds from
them. And they lost their first round picks for the next 2 years, which is, at first I was like, oh, wow, that was pretty harsh. And then I was like, wait, this is not nearly enough.
Yeah, it's like 60 rounds
and
in a draft.
And $5 million suspension is laughable.
No, it's nothing.
They made that in World Series champion
hot
shirts.
Dogs.
Yeah, exactly. One game of parking.
I mean, they just signed Jared Hughes, like former Philly great Jared Hughes.
Yeah, the guy that ran out of the bullpen.
So Jared Hughes can play all season.
Yeah, there you go.
Jared Hughes is number one.
But
everybody else is suspended.
His biggest moment is JT Realmuto rolling his eyes at him.
Yeah.
Of his career.
He was so excited. He's like me on this show, just happy to be there. He would run in so fast and be winded.
I will miss the sprint. It didn't make me chuckle.
It's ridiculous. Pat, I'm happy for you to be here, all right?
You just love the game so much, James.
Yeah, he was just pumped to be
He's
in there.
He's a gamer.
Yeah.
All right, Pat, I never got your answer. Who is the, for you, the biggest villain of all time?
The first one that came to mind by far was Barry Bonds.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it was so egregious to the level of cheating, and he wouldn't admit it, even though everybody knew he was doing it. And I remember going to the vet and booing the hell out of him.
Yep.
And going to Citizens Bank Park.
The big sign.
Yeah, when they didn't have the advertisements there, it stole my header on my Twitter account, because it was just great, because it was the one time where the national media was like, all right, we don't like Philly fans, but, like, let them have it.
Right.
And we did, and it was great. So, to me, he, by far, is the number one
guy. Ruth did it with hot dogs and beer
Aaron did it with class.
Class, yeah.
What did you do it on?
Yeah.
All right, so... That never would be allowed today, by the way.
So we have one open line, 610-632-0975. For the Guns N' Roses tickets, Guns N' Roses, they're coming to Citizens Bank Park on July 8th.
GNR, man? I know a lot of people will be pumped for this.
There are. I would probably go, because I think it's like one of those shows... Like,
I heard I think they were at the Link last time they were here. People said it was
I'm not sure. Like, I'm not the biggest Guns N' Roses fan, but it's one of those... Like, okay, you guys laughed at me when I went to see Journey, right? Like, I'm not the biggest Journey fan, but like, I was like, all right, you know, longtime band. I know they're missing half their band, but like, I kind of wanted to see them in concert.
Well, you saw their first show ever.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. All right, can I finish?
With 12 people.
They're coming to Citizens Bank Park on July 8th with special guest Smashing Pumpkins for their North American tour. Go to Ticketmaster.com right now to purchase yours. We have one open line. As well as the Astros scandal and whether or not that's going to help baseball, I want you to give us an answer. Who is the biggest, for you, the biggest villain, whether it's a player or team in sports? Pat Egan's was Barry Bonds. I'll get Jamie's coming up. I'll give mine as well. The number to get in, 610-632-0975. Again, Anthony out sick today. So Jamie's in until noon. Pat's producing the show today. I'll be hanging out till 2 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, tune us in the bro. Anthony out sick today. You'll be back Saturday, right?
Yeah.
In case you missed it.
Something's going around out there. It's nasty.
Oh, yeah, everybody's sick. But in case you missed it, Anthony out sick today. So it's Jamie Lynch and myself. Jamie's in until noon, sticking around. So he did the 5 a.m. show today and the morning show today. So I really...
You can bond over my meatballs.
I really appreciate you sticking around today.
Nobody wants to hear about how hard you work.
But Jamie and I host Saturday mornings from 9 to noon every Saturday. And it really started, 3 weeks ago? So if you are driving around Saturday mornings, I just want to give the cheap plug. Make sure you listen to the station Saturday mornings from 9 a.m.
The post-game show transferred to Saturday mornings.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're driving to the in-laws or doing something like that, visiting grandma, make sure you listen 9 to noon.
Okay.
To listen to
it's boomer-free opinion radio, and except for the old boomer over there.
I bring the boomer.
It's over 50% of the show.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so a couple of tweets in response to the Houston Astros scandal and whether or not it's going to drive interest for people, spike interest for people for the game of baseball itself, because let's face it, baseball is losing interest for the masses. You know, people just aren't checking in as much. They're not going to the games as much. They're not watching as much. Anthony M. Schmall tweets in, it will only help if the other teams carry out punishment for the cheating, which, like Jamie said, like Pat said, like I said, we're all going to be watching the first game to see if a pitcher does plunk one of those key players of the Houston Astros. Does Carlos Correa get drilled? Does Jose Altuve get drilled by a fastball? And does Rob Manfred respond? Does the umpire, home plate umpire, kick out that pitcher? Does that pitcher then get a 5 or 10 game suspension?
Slippery slope, Rob, and you made this problem.
But Anthony's right. If the Astros go without being touched all season long, right? Like, not one guy. Obviously, you're going to get hit by a pitch. It happens.
Yeah.
But if not
Chase
guy
Utley
gets...
got hit, like, by 50 a year himself.
If not one guy gets thrown at intentionally, people are going to be like, all right, well, what was the point of this? What was the point of all your anger, Mike Trout, Justin Turner, Trevor Bauer, you name it? But then another tweet, because we all agree that this is actually going to help the game of baseball, Bubba goes, at best, I'm a casual baseball fan, but the lack of accountability by the team and a lack of caring by the commissioner calling the trophy a piece of metal makes me care less and less, and I'm likely less to go to games. So he's even losing more interest. I thought the casual fan would like this because there's more drama.
Yeah, I mean, everybody likes the heel turn, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, I thought people were like, all right, like... Yeah, there's a villain.
Enemies in sports. And, you know, a lot of times we throw around words like, oh, I hate, you know, you hate.
Right.
It's not like personal hate. It's sports hatred. And sports hatred is awesome. It's part of the narratives that make sports enjoyable. Like Kevin Durant, for example. People hate him because He's soft-skinned and runs burner accounts.
And he left a team that lost after being 3-1 to a team that then wins a couple of championships
in
the NBA.
He's good for the sport.
Yes.
Because people hate it. I, quote-unquote, hate Russell Westbrook. He really irks me.
Westbrook.
He irks me.
Yeah.
But I sports hate him, so I will watch Houston Rocket games.
As much as I disliked the Warriors when Durant went over there, I downloaded the NBC app and watched it. I would like lay in bed and just be fascinated watching that team.
Yeah, sports enemies are great.
I hate you, but I just can't stop watching.
Yeah.
Because you guys are putting up 100 points in three quarters.
I know, it was ridiculous. See, the first guy that came to my mind when you say, you know, who do you hate? The first one that came to my mind, and this is just gut to brain, I didn't really think about it, Matthew Barnaby.
Why?
I hated him. That was the first one that came to mind.
Really? He was a weasel.
And that is weird one to come to mind.
Yeah, that is weird.
Right?
Because that's also not that like that recent.
No, it's probably almost 15 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Like to me, my first thought was the Miami Heat when LeBron James went there. Like, I hated the Miami Heat when LeBron... And I liked LeBron when he was with Cleveland.
Yeah.
I don't think you couldn't like LeBron when he first started in the NBA as a young kid coming out of Akron, Ohio. Like, everybody kind of was watching to see if he was really this real deal.
Yeah.
And then he leaves Cleveland and does the whole not one, not two. He does the decision, which people didn't
LeBron
like.
LeBron is too great for me to hate.
Yeah, but I hated the Heat because first, like, super team
taking
where they teamed.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like the whole show.
Like, there's been super teams in the NBA forever, but, you know, they teamed up. They signed contracts, and they called each other beforehand. There was no such thing as tampering, apparently. And, you know, they figured things out. So the Heat was like, what came to my mind? You're calling Matthew Barnaby.
Yeah. I just went with the gut on that one. I didn't overthink it. I went, who do I hate in sports? And Matthew Barnaby popped into my mind.
Didn't you have Barnaby and the Animal at the same time?
Not at the same time, but they exchanged hatred towards one another
on the morning show.
Yeah,
when Anthony was still doing mornings. That's awesome.
I'll tell you now. I mean, I said this the other day with you guys, but Brad Marchand, like, he's currently playing.
Oh, did you see him get cross-checked? His helmet went flying.
I mean, I actually tweeted out, like, you never know when your opportunity is going to come, so when it comes, you better take it. And you see this dude just
drill-hand him.
Yeah, and his helmet pops off, and it was so satisfying because he's such a rat.
As much as we hate these players, sports hate, and as much as we sports hate these teams, it's good for the leagues to have villains. And the Astros are now the villains, so that's why I think it's going to spike interest in baseball. Let's go to Connor in South Philly. Connor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
What's up, Connor?
First time caller, long time
listener. Welcome in, dude. Don't be a stranger.
All right, I'll start calling. Hey, I was just thinking, this is going to be absolutely incredible for baseball.
It really is.
I don't know if Manfred has a good team or if he's a smart guy, but him not doing anything has legitimately just put baseball as a fight club.
Yeah, him being a moron, a terrible commissioner, ultimately I think will help the sport.
Yeah.
I think these guys, it's going to be like Mad Bum versus Yasiel Puig probably every series. The Astros guys, they hope they don't get a big lead up 8 or down 8. Because they're going to be having to wear the Foles rib protectors pretty soon.
Yeah, exactly. And there was actually a caller into Mike's show yesterday, and the caller made a good point saying, not only is it good for, you know, baseball, but it's also good for the opposing teams individually, because now every single time you face the Astros, it's your 3-game World Series. It's your 4-game World Series, because you want to beat them and you want to show that, oh, wow, it really was because of the technology that you guys were winning games. So it's going to be an individual World Series every 3-4-game series for individual teams throughout the league.
Yep. And is Brian McCann still in the show?
No, I think he just retired.
Okay.
Yeah, he retired this past offseason.
Yeah, he's like the lieutenant for the baseball police.
Yeah, I'm sure he would be a guy that said some stuff. Now, Connor, do you have a villain in sports?
I kind of like the Barnaby.
Right? So hateable.
Pretty good. Yeah, him just laughing after a fight and just, you know, shining his big teeth. That always.
I'll put you in the mix, Connor, for the Guns N' Roses tickets again.
You know who pissed me off the most from the Astros, and it's far from an obvious one.
Josh Reddick?
No,
that was just a guess. Verlander.
Yes.
Because Verlander is a
Mr. holier than thou. Yeah. They're juicing the baseball. You're going to go on the juiced baseball tirade when you know full well that there's systematic cheating going on behind you? Dude, shut up.
So, Paul...
Just stay quiet and hide in the corner if you're a pitcher.
So, do you follow Paul Hembakidis on Twitter?
Yeah, I love Mike's show during the football season.
What
do you say, Hembo?
He has been very outspoken about the... Like, he hates what the Astros did.
Mm-hmm.
So, and because he's...
I don't see how anybody could like what the Astros did.
Well, unless you're an Astros fan.
Yeah, yeah.
But not only is he a great statistician, he's now going back and looking up quotes and stuff. And one of them was Justin Verlander. When Didi Gregorius got pinched for PED use, he goes, what if it came down to a one-game must-win to get into the playoffs and Didi Gregorius hit a couple home runs off of us because of the added advantage that he had with PED use? And it's like, and I think he said that in like 2017.
Wow.
I was like, dude, really?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about hypocrites. Verlander, you probably should have just kept your mouth shut.
Yes!
Go home, snuggle up to Katie Upton, and maybe just pipe down there. You know?
It is unbelievable. And all of those players, and I get it, none of them were going to go, yeah, we cheated. No, they are all going to say, no, we didn't cheat. But it's just...
Yeah.
At that point, you go, next question.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
seriously.
But to actively like be like in defense, like, no, we didn't cheat. We didn't cheat.
Yeah.
And then Verlander to say stuff like crap like that. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Come on, dude.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.